Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Good day, Emmanuel Faith. Pastor Scott here. My devotional today is entitled, The Benefits Outweigh the Costs. And it comes from 1 Corinthians 9:23, where Paul writes, I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings. I recently finished watching a rather lengthy documentary on the life and career of Tom Brady. If you don't know who he is, let me just say he's one of the greatest quarterbacks ever to play in the National Football League. He's preparing to return for his 23rd season at the age of 44, and he's competed in 10 Super Bowls, having won 7. One other thing, he was the 199th player picked in the 2000 NFL draft. All of this is certainly impressive, and the reason I mention him is because of one piece of footage from a Super Bowl that he won. As the clock winds down and the final whistle blows, among the first things he does is head for the sidelines to share the blessing of winning with his family. And among the first people he kisses is his mom, who is struggling with an illness. To be sure, it's a heartwarming scene to watch him with his parents, wife, and his 3 kids as they soak in the moments of victory. Tom did what he did for the sake of the Super Bowl, that he might share with his family in its blessings. This week's passage points to a different game, if you will, to a different motivation, and to a different kind of blessing. As Paul talks about his perspective and his priorities, and as he exhorts us to adopt them for ourselves, one thing that stands out is the unspoken charge to follow him in making sacrifices for the sake of the gospel, and to do so with an eye to the fact that we will share in those blessings personally and corporately. That is Emmanuel Faith. We will share in those blessings in our own hearts, as well as in shared joy and connection with the others who have had their lives changed by it. I know Emmanuel Faith to be a church filled with people who make regular sacrifices for the gospel. We give and we go. We serve and we strategize and we sacrifice. We fast and we form friendships with those far from God. But if you're like me, sometimes you lose sight of the reasons for the why of it all. And if you're like me, when that loss of sight happens, your joy diminishes and your commitment lags. And so what do we do when that happens? Well, we do what this passage calls us to do. We remind ourselves that a reason we do what we do is so that we might share with others the blessings of the gospel. Remember the joy we have in our relationship with God through Christ. We remember the joy of seeing others come to faith, and we remember the joy that comes from fellowship. We remember that while the what of getting the gospel out is of vital importance, so too is enjoying the who are changed by it. This week, my encouragement to all of us is to spend some extra time in fellowship and connection with those whose lives have been changed by the gospel, and to let that time both encourage us and help us deepen our commitment to doing all things for its sake. I'm Pastor Scott Smith, and I'll see you along the way.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.